as a pin. And keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. The mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
My name is Chris Searle. The show is Time Travel. We are starting it up right now. It's songs about Barry today. About or by Barry today. What do you think about that? I think that's a good idea. We got Barry Gibb in there. We got Barry Williams. We got Barry White. We got Barry Manilow. And we also have the president on the line.
Hello?
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 Mr. Obama.
What's up?
What's up with you? How are you?
How are you?
Do you have anything that you would like to say? Anything is on your mind before we start the show? What do you think? What should we talk about? There's a few things on my mind.
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
Well, that wasn't the first thing on my mind, but how would you think I would actually start working on that? I do have to work on my big butt. What is your opinion?
But it might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat.
All right.
You look 6 months pregnant.
I look 6 months pregnant. That's not very nice. What about if I shared some fries with you instead of eating them all? Maybe we could share some fries together.
Get your hands out of my fries. Well, you ain't my bitch, nigga.
What? That's not very nice, Mr. President.
Buy your own damn fries.
All right, I will buy my own damn fries. The show is on until 7 p.m. It is the All Barry Show here on Time Travel. My name is Chris Earle. Enjoy.
All right, let's start the show.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I don't have all the answers, but I have a lot of them.
Hello?
And some very important ones, people. You need to listen. I have lived a pretty full life for 42, I think.
Hello?
That's a celebration in itself.
Chris Earle is here with guest. Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
Hello? I don't even like to pee with the door open.
Good morning.
If I've lived with people, I always close the door. And I usually lock it.
Good morning.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication.
Hello?
And this
Hello?
Is about kids and pets and
Hello?
A situation that we can all understand.
Whether How are you?
Kids or pets or neither.
Let's go How are again. You?
Now,
Good evening.
We're up to our long-distance dedication.
Good evening.
Let's go start again.
I'm Barack Obama.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication.
Hello?
Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named
Smokes. What's up?
Let's go start again.
Hello?
Monopoly first, and that game got over surprisingly quickly.
You know Barack, don't you?
It's because I was cheating.
Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
I love you.
I'm Barack Obama.
I love you.
Hello? How are you? What's up?
You listen to the WMFO in Medford,
you,
Mass.
You had a question
Time Travel
for...
with Chris Earls here with
Hello?
You at 7 p.m.
Hello? Hello?
What's up?
Hello?
How are you?
Good morning.
Hello? What's up?
How are you?
Good morning.
Hello?
What's up?
How are you? Good morning.
Hello? What's up?
How are you?
Good morning.
Hello?
What's up?
How are you?
Good morning.
Hello?
What's up?
How are you?
Good morning.
Hello?
What's up?
How are you? Good morning.
Senator Barack Obama.
For God's sake!
You know Barack, don't you? A black man with a funny name. Senator Barack Obama.
I'm Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
I'm Barack Obama.
You've been a good, kind, and loyal friend to me. And you made a
Senator Barack Obama.
Now, we're,
hello?
We're a long distance.
Hello? What's up? Sure you can have my number, baby. 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 Sure you can have my number, baby.
Hello?
I'm Barack Obama.
Senator Barack Obama.
You know Barack, don't you? Barack.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
I'm Barack Obama.
Senator Barack Obama.
You know Barack, don't you?
A black man with a funny name.
President of the Confederacy. President of the Confederacy.
A black man with a funny name. Barack.
Barack Obama. I'm Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
President of the Confederacy.
A black man with a funny name.
You know Barack, don't you?
Senator Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Senator Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
I'm Barack Obama.
President of the Confederacy.
Time Travel here with you till 7 p.m. It is the Barry Show here on Time Travel. Mr. President, what would you like to call me for the show?
Christopher Columbus Clark.
What's that again?
Christopher Columbus Clark.
Okay, that's fine. Here's Barry White.
I just know that I love you so, and it gives me such a thrill. Cause I found what this world is searching for. Yeah, right here, my dear, I don't have to look no more. And all my days, I hope and I pray for someone just like you. Make me feel the way you do. I'm never, never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop. Stop the way I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live without you. I'm never, ever gonna quit, cause quitting just ain't my stick. Gonna stay right here with you.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
There you are, looking just the same as you did last time I touched you. I am close
Barry today here on Time Travel with Chris Searle, here with you until 7 p.m. We had some Barry Manilow, we had a little Barry White in there, and we played a little, before the show, we played some stuff for Joyce the Voice, who's out sick today. I played her a little Bob Dylan for her, not a Barry, but I played that for her because she was out today, she's feeling sick, and she likes Bob Dylan, so I decided to play that. But it's all Barry up until 7 p.m. today, and my name is Chris Searle, and we also have the president on the line here, Mr. Barack Obama.
Senator Barack Obama.
I'm sorry, Senator Barack Obama. Actually, I should call you Mr. President, shouldn't I?
I'm Barack Obama.
You are Barack Obama. What would you like me to call you, though?
Barack Obama.
Okay, I will call you Barack Obama. Is there any... Now, Barack is a very odd name. Where does that actually come from, Mr. President?
Barack's my given name. Mm-hmm. My father's name. He was Kenyan. It means blessed in Arabic.
Oh, that's nice. It's blessed. So Barack actually means blessed. But they also call you Barry, right? Is that true, Barry?
You know Barack, don't you?
I do know Barack. So I'm going to call you Barry, since it's the show of all Barry. How does that sound?
Barack.
Yes, I will call you Barack or Barry. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I hear you. You had a question for me. We wanted to call up and answer it personally.
I do have a couple of questions for you today. For example, what have you been doing for 2016? What have you been doing mostly this year, President Obama?
Trying to get laid.
You've been trying to get laid. That's what you've been doing?
Trying to get laid.
Okay, I also have been trying to do that. What do you think?
Ain't just me, by the way. I don't see you doing any better in the booty department.
You're correct. I could use some help. What do you suggest?
I don't see you doing any better in the booty department.
I heard you the first time. So when was the actual time, last time, that you got laid?
2001.
2001.
2001.
2001.
2000.
2000.
1996.
It was 1996.
1992.
It was actually 1992. And what happened in 1992? Where were you?
And your mother was begging Barack to stop.
What?
And your mother was begging Barack to stop.
Where was that?
Washington.
And what happened after that?
Next thing I know, she's hooked up with Steve No Neck Yamaguchi.
Who? Yamaguchi?
Yamaguchi.
And what were they doing?
Next thing I know, she's hooked up with Steve No Neck Yamaguchi. Two of them are holding hands and shit like a couple of lovebirds.
I don't believe you.
Two of them are holding hands and shit like a couple of lovebirds.
All right, I heard you the first time. You don't have to use language with me. What did you actually like to call her back then?
Sister Regina.
Okay. Well, what would you also like to be doing this year, President Barack Obama?
I will make slow motion sex right now.
Whoa! Okay, well, I guess we better go for the moment. It's the All Barry Show here on Time Travel. Let's hear from Barry Gibb and his brothers right now. It is the All Barry Show here with you until 7 p.m.
Barack Obama.
I hear you had a question for me. We wanted to call up and answer it personally.
What's up?
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Searle here with you till 7 p.m.
Bye.
It's Barry Williams here on Time Travel, the All Barry Show, here with you till 7 p.m. Barry Williams, of course, from the Brady Bunch. Next is Barry and the Bookbinders here on Time Travel.
She grabbed my coconuts and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconuts and did not even stay. Oh, why? Tell me why? Did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconuts and then she ran away. Thought I was alone. She came out of nowhere. I asked if I could show her the coconuts I'd grown. High up in a tree, blowing on my big flute. She was staring at my fruit. I screamed when suddenly she grabbed my coconuts and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconuts and didn't even stay. Oh, why? Tell me why? Did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconuts and then she ran away. Harry began to round. I had them since I was a baby. To the horrible lady, knocked them all around. Maybe she had plans to drink the milk inside them. It was impossible to hide them from a deadly hand. She grabbed my coconuts and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconuts and didn't even stay. Oh, why? Tell me why? Did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconuts and then she ran away. She attacked them, tried to crack them, really whacked them into a coconut souffle. And then she ran away. It is such a shame, I never got to utilize them. Ever since she brutalized them, they've never been the same. I'm a broken man, nothing in my coconut sack. She bruised my banana, it is turning black. Getting gushy in my hands. She grabbed my coconuts and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconuts and didn't even stay. Oh, why? Tell me why? Did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconuts and then she ran away. Everybody, she grabbed my coconuts and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconuts and didn't even stay. Oh, why? Tell me why? Did she want to see a grown man cry? Run away.
My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel, here with you until 7 p.m. It is the All Barry Show here, and I wanted to ask Barack Obama what he currently thought about the economy here in the United States. President Barack Obama, also known as Barry to his friends, would you be able to maybe shine a light on that for us, or is that too hard? Is that a difficult thing to do?
That stuff's hard. But you know what isn't? Registering to vote. I hope you all understand that you have the power to shape our country's course. Don't take that for granted. Go ahead and register now at buzzfeed.turbovote.org. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a meeting with my vice president.
Okay, well, I guess you can go register to vote there. President Barack Obama here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. It's the All Barry Show, here with you until 7 p.m. Again, my name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. Thanks for listening.
And now to open this year's festivities, here's our Grand Marshal, the Prophet of Love, Larry White.
Barry White.
No, it says here Larry White.
I know my own name.
Yeah? Well, we'll see.
Good morning.
Hello?
How are you?
What's up?
I'm Barack Obama.
Senator Barack Obama.
Barack Obama?
Look, when I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. I will make slow motion sex right now. In the 21st century. No matter how hard.
Lurid and perverse. Trying to get laid.
Ain't just me, by the way. I don't see you doing any better in the booty department. Man, I'm not going to any more of these bullshit Puno parties. So what happens when we go out to a party with some sisters, huh? What happens? I tell you what happens. Blam! They're on us like there's no tomorrow. High school chicks, university chicks, it don't matter. They're acting sweet, all smiles. Sure, you can have my number, baby. Why don't you buy a new dress for the party? And your mother was begging Barack to stop. Next thing I know, she's hooked up with Steve No Neck Yamaguchi. Two of them all holding hands and shit like a couple of lovebirds. Yamaguchi. I will make slow motion sex right now. In the 21st century. No matter how hard.
A back alley abortion. Trying to get laid.
I'm saying the coaches may not like you because you're a smart ass black man, but it might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant. Whites are so heartless and devious that we can no longer expect anything from them. Whites are responsible for your sorry state. The self-loathing you feel, what keeps you drinking or thieving, is planted by them. White folks I work with ain't so bad. Rid them from your mind and find your true power liberated. Rise up, ye mighty race. Rise up, ye mighty race. Racists, help me understand what it is that makes white people so afraid. Who told you that being honest was a white thing? The white man who had tried to purchase my father's forgiveness. Black folks are savages. Africa's the cesspool of the world. These Asians worse than the whites. We should still be celebrating the fact that I am African-American. African-American. Asian bashing. The Koreans were funding the Klan. Jewish doctors were injecting black babies with the AIDS virus. My grandfather was a Muslim. Such a pleasant surprise to find a well-mannered young black man. Or fucking Eskimo. These girls are A1 USDA certified racists. Racist. Race baiting could make up for a host of limitations. Nobody asked you whether your father was a fat cat executive who cheated on his wife. The white man who had tried to purchase my father's forgiveness. Who told you that being honest was a white thing? Help me understand what it is that makes white people so afraid. Maybe we could afford to give the badass nigger pose a rest. That's just how white folks will do you. Man, what do you think those folks say about us behind our backs? Whites are so heartless and devious that we can no longer expect anything from them. Whites are responsible for your sorry state. Senator Barack Obama.
Trying to get laid.
But it might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant. Damn. Shit's getting way too complicated for me.
Sing into the world. It's time we let the spirit come in. Let it come on in. I'm singing to the world. Everybody's caught in the spin. Look at where we've been. We've been running around year after year. Blinded with pride. Blinded with fear.
Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. It's the All Barry Show. What can you tell me about high school, President Obama? What can you tell me about high school?
I spent the last 2 years of high school in a daze.
What were you actually doing in the last 2 years in a daze?
I discovered that it didn't make any difference whether you smoked reefer in the white classmate's sparkling new van, or in the dorm room with some brother you'd met down at the gym, or on the beach with a couple of Hawaiian kids who had dropped out of school and now spent most of their time looking for an excuse to brawl.
You were with Hawaiian kids?
We were in goddamn Hawaii.
That's crazy. Why were you doing in Hawaii? Where do you actually live now?
Washington.
Do you like Washington, or where would you rather be?
Manhattan.
You like Manhattan?
El Dorado.
El Dorado. But you actually grew up in Hawaii.
We were in goddamn Hawaii.
I heard you the first time. So you were in Hawaii, you were smoking, you were drinking. What else did you do?
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
Mm-hmm. And did you inhale?
Look, when I was a kid, I inhaled frequently.
You did inhale frequently. So what's it like now? What is it like now being the President of the United States and you can't do that anymore?
One of your friends was just arrested for drug possession.
Well, this isn't about me. This is about you. What else were you doing in high school?
We smoked cigarettes and wore leather jackets.
You smoked cigarettes and you wore leather jackets.
We smoked cigarettes and wore leather jackets.
And what else happened in high school?
The filth, the noise, and the excess, all of it dazzled my senses.
It's actually what happened to me in high school as well. Have you ever tried quitting smoking?
I've been chewing on this Nicorette, which tastes like you're chewing on ground pepper.
Yes, it is kind of gross. I did try that as well. What do you think about cigarettes and beer now?
I'm telling you, man, this stuff will poison your mind.
I agree. And as President of the United States, you have to do that.
Sure, you can have my number, baby.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. Were you talking to me or no?
Dirty Yankee.
That's me, right. And what did you call me?
Christopher Columbus Clark.
That is correct. Okay, so you spent high school in a daze.
I spent the last 2 years of high school in a daze.
All right, we will get back to you in a moment.
Yamaguchi.
It's Mr. Barack Obama here. It is the Barry Show here with you until 7 p.m.
Yamaguchi.
My name is Chris Earle. The show is
Christopher
Time
Columbus
Travel.
Clark.
No, and my name is Chris Earle.
Christopher Columbus Clark.
The show is Time Travel.
Christopher Columbus Clark.
Here with you until 7
6.
p.m. Here with you
6.
until 7 p.m. 7 p.m., Mr. Obama.
6.
When was the last time you had sex again?
1992.
And when would you like to have sex again?
This week.
All right. President Barack Obama here on Time Travel. My name is Chris Earle. It's the All Barry Show, and here's one that you're going to know. It's Barry Gibb, Bee Gees, Time Travel.
I'm Barack Obama.
Senator Barack Obama.
Feeling it.
Look, when I was a kid, I inhaled. I have done a terrific job.
Autumn turns to winter, and then winter turns to spring. It's not just the season, you know, it goes for everything. A little bit of growing all adds up to you. Every boy's a man inside.
A girl's a woman too. And if you wanna reach your destiny, here's what you've got to do.
When it's time to change, then it's time to change. Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see? When it's time to change, you've got to rearrange who you are and what you're going.
Cause the can I feel the cut? It looks
looks so very simple, but it really isn't art. We call the studio the hospital, making money from the sick. We let people be themselves, there is no other trick. My lover stole my girlfriend, keep beating up my ex. I wanna kill my neighbor, my daughter's selling sex. My SM lover hurt me, my girl became a man. I love my daughter's rapist, my life's gone down the pan. What a show. She conceived, so they let her take my place. Well, no man is an island, no man is a sea. But this display of emotion is all but drowning me. What a show. Ever seen where people say the things that they really mean? I hear my name, I hear them roar. For the one more time, I take the floor. Just one more Barry Williams show. We're gonna take you where you want to go.
Get a friend home safe.
To not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Barry Lyndon, a film by Stanley Kubrick, starring Ryan O'Neal and Marissa Berenson, has won the Best Picture and Best Director Award presented by the National Board of Review. Richard Schickel, in a Time magazine 7-page cover story, called the film ravishing, overwhelming, an uncompromised artistic vision, and said, "Director Stanley Kubrick asserts a claim to greatness that time alone can, and probably will, confirm." CBS TV critic Pat Collins called it a masterpiece, monumental, a perfect film of epic size. Playboy magazine's Bruce Williamson, a film classic. Rex Reed of the New York Daily News wrote, "As an 18th century rake's progress, Barry Lyndon catalogues the rise and fall of a likable scoundrel, liar, cheat, and social climber, transporting the viewer into a world of long ago and creating the kind of magic few movies accomplish and few directors attempt in a lifetime. It is a magnificent entertainment, sumptuous, lush, gorgeous, and haunting, a classic of inestimable value." Smith of Cosmopolitan called it a perfect movie. Beautiful, breathtaking, brilliant. Like a gorgeous, fulfilling dream of life. A dream you never want to end. It is not comparable to any other film I can recall. I ask you to turn yourself over to the experience. Barry Lyndon, a film by Stanley Kubrick based on the novel by William Makepeace Thackeray, starring Ryan O'Neal and Marissa Berenson.
It's the old Barry Show here on Time Travel, here with you till 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle, or as the president likes to call me, Christopher Columbus Clark.
Christopher Columbus Clark.
Thank you. Time Travel here with you, 7 p.m., 617-627-3800 is the request line. It's all Barry today. You want to call in and make a request? We got Barry Williams, Barry Gibb, Barry Bostwick. We've even got Barry and the Bookbinders here on Time Travel.
Oh,